Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omozile Podcast, an audio series are created on the foundation of positivity, where I share my thoughts and views with you on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omozile, an advocate for positivity, and I'm your host. You're welcome to today's episode. Hope you had a great week. Thank God it's Friday. Yes. So I have something to talk about, which might sound really simple and unnecessary to you, but I just had to. I came across something on Facebook the other day and I was like, I am definitely going to talk about this. So, what's today's topic? Sorry. Simple and short, how to say sorry. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Do you know how to say sorry? Because most people don't. I've come to realize that some people out there don't know how to say sorry. I was in that box. I didn't know how to say sorry. I mean, I could hurt someone, I could offend somebody, but to just say it, I'm sorry, it was so hard. It was like something was going to eat me up if I just say those words. Yes, it was really hard for me. I mean, I could wrong my parents, I could get them upset, and I would just leave it. I won't say sorry. And we all know that's bad. So, do you know how to say sorry, or do you see the need to actually say sorry sincerely? Or do you put your ego first? You know, you can't be proved wrong. Or you shouldn't be the one to apologize, even though you're at fault. I'm sure you know, because I know 100% that this generation, my generation, our generation, is a generation of proud people. You can quote me, I said it. A generation where we choose to keep our ego and lose our partners or something more. A generation where everyone is right. Nobody accepts being wrong. Nobody accepts to be at fault. Everybody knows it all. I know it all, you know it all. I mean, and this is a generation of ignorance. Because we choose, we make a choice to judge people. We make a choice to find fault in everything, in everybody. I was a fault finder. I used to find fault in everybody and in everything. I had people that would come up to me, wanting to be close to me, wanting to be my friend, but all I concentrated on was the fault, the negative part, the bad habits of that person. I used to judge, and sometimes I find myself doing that now, but working on it, I'm trying to be a better person. I want to help you be a better person. You know, this generation makes apologizing very difficult, because we prefer to move on, to just ignore it, to avoid it, rather than address the elephant in the room. To address that problem. This is a generation that feels too big to say sorry. Five letter words, sorry. But is this part of being woke, you know, of evolving? Is this the new style of self-love? Putting yourself first? Because I can't comprehend this, you know, I don't understand. Because, I mean, you know this is selfishness. I know this is selfishness. And when I say we, I mean you and I. We do this consciously or sometimes unconsciously. You might not know we are doing it, but we do. Do you know that if you say sorry, it does not necessarily mean you are wrong? That is in some situations that you know you're not wrong. It just means you decided to man up, be the big person, and sort everything out. It means you don't want or you won't be able to handle further drama. Nobody likes drama. Nobody likes stress. I'm sure you don't. Saying sorry does not mean you're a fool. No, most people think that if I say sorry, I'm the fool. I don't know what, I'm the weak one. You know, no, that's wrong for you to think that way. It's totally wrong. Saying sorry won't take anything from you. Well, maybe your ego will be hurt a little, but it's for the good of your soul and your well-being. So let's unlearn the habits of leaving the elephant in the room. Let's unlearn the habits of putting our ego first. Let me teach you how to learn and master the habits of saying sorry. That is, when you're wrong or when the situation requires you to. It's funny how this sounds really simple, but it's hard. Now, it might be hard for us, but I know there are people out there who are meek as a dove, who are humbled down to the roots. It doesn't take anything from anyone, you know, but there are some people that find it so easy. I'm sorry. But try to recall relationships you would have saved, unnecessary drama you would have avoided, people you would have made happy, that you would have brought smile to their faces if you had just apologized. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about people pleasing. That is a topic for another day. So please don't misunderstand me when I, you know, talk about apologizing and putting a smile on people's face. So if you have questions or if you find this complicating, you can send your questions via email or WhatsApp. Let's not get entangled in this episode. Let's not get entangled with today's topic. So, when should you say sorry? Just two things, two situations, two things to note when you should say sorry. When you know you are wrong. Simple. When you know you're at fault, when you know you have done something bad, just say sorry. Like I said, it won't take anything from you. When you know you should apologize, when you know apologizing will help you avoid unnecessary drama. I keep saying this, I keep repeating it. Unnecessary drama, drama that will stress you. Just apologize and walk away. Now, how do you say sorry? Listen, I am sorry. That's it. I am sorry. I'm sorry. Quite simple. You know, for you to apologize, you have to do it genuinely. This is one thing to note. It has to be sincere. It has to be from within you. Don't just blot it out. I'm sorry, without remorse. It makes no difference. Now, imagine someone hurts you and the person comes up like, I'm sorry. Just like that. No remorse, no regret. How will you feel? Will you feel good? Or will you even accept that apology? I won't. I mean, if you want to apologize, it has to be genuine. It has to be sincere. I am sorry. You have to sound remorseful and calm. You have to do it in a calm manner. I am sorry. Man, I pray we all remember this when we are in that tight or hot corner, because sometimes when we are angry, every other thing is on lockdown. We are upset and we let the anger eat us up and we say things that we don't mean. We hurt people's feelings. Oh my God. So anger is really bad. I think I should do a topic on that. How to manage anger. Yes, I think I'll do a topic on that. Now, like I said earlier, this might sound simple or a topic that's not necessary, but I know for a fact that this will help in the long run. It's helping me right now. So I decided to share with you today. It will help you. You know why? Because pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. So don't let your ego eat you up. Don't let it eat up your relationship, your career, your mental health, your physical and emotional well-being. Don't let your ego swallow it up. The best way out of a tough situation or out of a problem is going through it. You go through, you face it head on, not to avoid it. No, wrong move. Wrong move. You have to face your problems. You have to come clean. Stand on your feet. Man up. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for letting my words, my voice impact you, because I believe it has impacted you positively. Thank you so much. If you have questions or comments about today's episode, do where to send it in and connect with me on all socials. Let's be friends. Now let's get to know each other more. Thank you so much for listening to me today. Bye. See you next week, Friday.